Looking for a college that offers exceptional opportunities close to home? For over 150 years, Lyon College has been the launchpad for successful careers right here in Arkansas. With a strong academic reputation, competitive athletics, and a stunning campus in beautiful Batesville, Lyon College is dedicated to shaping graduates who make a difference in their communities. Discover what Lyon has to offer by visiting lyon.edu. Lyon College, building a better world, starting in Arkansas.
And we're back here at Bomber Stadium. Mount Home leading 24-7 in this opening contest of the 2024 season. Mount Home down on the field warming up. Coach Arias huddling them up here at the 25-yard line. Good news is Mount Home is going to take over the ball here to start this Baxter Health third quarter. Friends of Baxter, do you know anybody who works here, T?
Man, I know a couple people.
Yeah, hey, hit us up on the text line. Once again, Classic Hits 101.7 text line, 870-321-6839. We love hearing from you. It's impressive how many different people have contributed both offensively, running, and receiving the ball. And a lot of cool things going on through the text line. We'd love to keep hearing from you.
Absolutely. We're honored tonight to have a special guest in the booth with us. Talking about the future of the Bombers football program, we got Barkley Terry here. Barkley, impressive numbers with that youth team this year, youth teams.
Yeah, Tobias, it is exciting to be in youth sports right now. We got 188 athletes from third grade to sixth grade playing Bomber youth football this season.
That's absolutely incredible. And that's full tackle.
Full tackle.
And you get some buy-in or a corporation even within the school, right? You guys work directly with Coach Airy and his staff?
Guided by Coach Airy and his staff for running offensive plays, for running defensive plays. They're the ones that's helping us set up the scheme. The sixth graders are learning stuff that they're going to be learning in seventh grade. So it's really building the future of Bomber football into something special.
Now, Barkley, this is your second year to do this. Hey, we're going to have you here, okay?
Okay.
You're going to stay with us. We're going to call the game.
Let's
you're going to get some excitement. Tobias going to be asking some questions. We want to do it right here as West Plains is set to kick off here. Barkley, this is your second year, correct?
First year serving as president, second year volunteering.
So West Plains is going to kick. It's going to be fielded by Chenoweth at the 20-yard line. Chenoweth is going to take it out to 25. Up to the 30, he's going to make a couple men miss his down speed. He's going to 30. It is a route race. He's going to get tripped up by green grass and white lines at the 50-yard line. He's rolling over, laughing at himself. He had trying to outrun a couple guys, and now he's rolling over. Looks like he might have got tangled up a little bit with his foot.
Yeah, looks like he might have got tangled up.
Oh, yeah, I think he's down. Maybe his pride's hurt a little bit. He tripped up. Oh, he's going to get up.
Might have caught a little foot wedge over there on the sideline.
He's kind of dragging that lower half a little bit. He might have rolled his ankle. That may be what made him fall there. Anyways, he brought the ball out to midfield. Great return there by Jacob Chenoweth. Looks like he got his ankle, maybe rolled it up. I think that's what he did. He's walking gingerly on it. They're helping him off of there.
So, Barkley, some of these familiar faces out here, some of these guys, these high school kids actually come and work with the youth program. You should recognize some of them, huh?
Absolutely. We've been lucky enough to have the Setzer boys come out, Colin Copeland. Last year we had Justin Rula. A lot of these older players are pouring into the youth of this program.
That's the future, folks. That's where it's at. And we'll talk more about them this quarter as we go through.
Mount Home's going to take over this possession inside Zizzer territory at the 49. It is going to be a fake handoff, and Phillips is going to keep it around the left side. He's inside the 40. He's gone, folks. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Bombers! One play, 49 yards, scamper around the left side. Tobias, you said I get to call that again, and I did. Brantley Phillips with the run, 49-yard touchdown to start this Baxter Health third quarter. What up? It's all you, Barkley.
Deceptively fast.
It is
amazing. He hits that corner, and all of a sudden it looks like he's in slow motion, and the next thing you know, he's tapping the
end zone. God, he was running away from folks.
I love it.
The extra point is up, and it's going to be blocked. West Plains, he can't run it back. It is no good. West Plains fired through the hole and blocked the extra point, leaving us 30-7 with 11:42 left in this Baxter Hill third quarter. Man, what a way to start, Barkley.
That is amazing. So you got to get on top of them and stay on top of them. I love this team. I love this defense, and the offense is starting to click. It's really exciting to watch.
Any of your youth guys run like that?
I got a few that can got a little bit of wheels, and it's just coaching, man. And these kids are growing, and they change every year, and the dynamics of these kids is so different. So we just try to be hands-on with them and really pour into them.
You guys open up play not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday. And you'll have one team on the road every week and one team home, right, all the way through September and October, I believe?
Absolutely. We have the blue team. We have so many kids that we have to divide each grade into two teams. The blue team will be here on the 7th playing West Plains. And the gold team will travel on the road, and they will take on Mountain View.
Now, this is pretty awesome. I know back when a lot of these kids were youth, we had a divided program. Tell us about the benefit of having all boys together, same grade, same bombers. We're all one bomber, right?
One bomber strong. We're coming together. We are pouring into them. We are allowing them to grow up and foster those bonds together. There's no division. They practice together. All the grades practice together, and they will stay in the stands and cheer each other on.
As Ballard is going to get a leg into this one, and he booms it as it goes into the end zone, and West Plains is going to bring it out. No, they're going to say touchback. When it's back in the end zone in high school, they're going to call touchback. I thought he was going to bring it out. I was like, what is this guy got going on here?
Let's go.
So West Plains is going to start their first opening possession at the 20-yard line. Man, Ballard's leg is a weapon kicking it back there, isn't it?
He is, man. He can put a foot on it. We've seen him kick to the middle of the M so far this year, but word on the street is he can get all the way to the back of the end zone.
That's awesome. So, Barkley, you heard 70 yards is what our defense gave up in that first half.
It's a stellar defense. They are locking it up, minus a few errants. They haven't missed tackles. They've been on the ball.
Jones is going to take the snap. It's going to be an end around the right side. They're going to start the ball run. He's going to make a man miss outside the 30, inside the 31, 32. He's going to get – tonight's going to get a first down. It's going to be out to the 32-yard line for West Plains.
Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint. Doctors Tom Knox, Wynn Moore, and Ed Roeder specialize in general sports medicine, providing our athletes with high-quality, compassionate care they deserve, ensuring they get back to doing what they love most. Schedule an appointment. Call Baxter Health Bone and Joint, 870-424-4710.
You see our MH back here on the board behind you. That was by Lakin Moore, Dr. Moore's daughter. She came up here, senior on the basketball team. Stud.
Appreciate Lakin picking us up. Either one of us can draw. Lake.
Gonna be Jones gonna take the handoff and it is gonna be dropped in the backfield. Hey, guess who that was, Tobias? My man Green.
Big Green.
Big Green coming back there.
And the quarterback is down. Uh-oh.
Big Green coming back there with a great play from Mountain Home. I don't think he's a quarterback there. Number 24, their running back. Looks like he's gonna be okay. He's a football player, folks.
He'll walk it off.
A lot of lower extremities. We can confirm Drew Haney did have a lower extremity injury. They took him to the hospital. Everything's getting checked out. Maybe out, maybe a broken bone. Don't know. Don't want to say, but it is a lower extremity injury. We can say that much.
Yeah, in addition to Lakin that you called out of Bone and Joint, also Brody Brown, ninth grader, yep. Son of Jessica Brown, who works for the physical therapy over there at Bone and Joint.
Yeah, Brody's a great athlete. Good baseball player. Good athlete. I think he plays basketball too. Is that correct?
Yeah, they got a few others. We'll try to mention and get their names in as we go through.
So Mountain Home starting off, there's getting a huge 6-yard loss here on that first down. Going to be a quarterback is going to take the snap. He's going to look out to his left, and the play is going to be blow dead to start with. Looks like we're going to have a penalty. It's going to be a false start. So the Zizzers started off this drive really good with an 11-yard run, and since then had a negative play of 6 yards, and now it's going to be a 5-yard loss. It is going to put them in a hole, second down and 20. That's not what you need against this fast and furious defense.
No, when the defense plays like this, the mental miscues on the offense just start happening more and more often, and they can't get out of this hole. They really need to try something here. The defense is just shutting them down. It's beautiful to watch.
So Jones is going to be in shotgun here on second down 20. You got to be looking for a draw play, maybe a little screen here if you're Mountain Home. And definitely he's going to be a quarterback draw up the middle, and boom! He is going to take a shot. Jones is going to put his head down. He is going to run hard, and he is going to get met by Dayton Davis. Great play there by your junior Dayton Davis. Come flying in there and met Jones in there and made him pay for that run.
Came
third
up
down at 17, 3-yard gain. What's your call here, Barkley?
If I'm the offense?
Yeah.
Third down at 17, they need to air it out. They need to throw up a prayer and hope they come down with it. Defense needs to back up and let them.
You're looking for a penalty or a jump ball here, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see what happens. Third down 17, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Mountain Home gets pressure. Jones is going to air it down the right side. But Mountain Home is there running step for step. Gus Wilbur, your sophomore, with a great play running down the sideline, knocking the ball away. Going to bring up fourth down and 17, and Mountain Home with another huge stop.
Huge stop for the defense. We've been seeing that all night long, and you got to be impressed with the play of this defense thus far.
9:41 left here in this Baxter Health third quarter. Mountain Home leading 30-17 as West Plains is going to punt the ball. Low punt. Mountain Home almost got a hand on it. It's going to bounce and bound at midfield. Now it goes inside the 40, down to the 38, 39, 37, and there is where it's going to be touched down. And Mountain Home at the 36-yard line will start their second possession of this second half.
So, Barkley, I know that the registrations have technically closed for youth football, but if there's a parent hearing this tonight, maybe new to the area with a kid, just dying to get into youth football, will you all still take players at this point, or are we pretty much done?
No, absolutely. If you're new to the area, you missed the registration, you just weren't able to get it out, we will absolutely take your kid. We want to pour football into them in this culture.
Barkley's going to take the snap at the 36. He's going to roll to his right. He's looking down the field. He's staying patient. Now he's going to go back left. He's got blockers out front of him. He's going to turn what could have been a sack play, put his head down, gain 3 yards. That's a smart play by the junior. Instead of taking the lost yardage play, hey, let's turn this into something positive out to the 39, make it second down and 7.
They're definitely spying a little better now. They don't want to let him get it loose. Yeah, it's been on the back of his feet, I guess, tonight. A couple really great runs by the quarterback tonight. We thought we'd be primarily on his arm, but he's been running well.
Second down, 7:39. It's going to be an inside hand on Miller. Miller's going to put his head down, and he is going to drive forward. Looks like a flag is going to be thrown. It looks like a face mask in that area is what I'm saying right here. Barrett put his head down. Yeah, he's looking up, saying, looking at the official, going, he got my face mask. And they're saying, yep, we got it. That's going to be 15 yards added on top of that 7-yard run. That's going to march Mountain Home way down into West Plains territory after the first down, and then now the 15-yard penalty. Going to move the ball down inside the 40-yard line.
Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint. Orthopedic surgeons Tom Knox, Wynn Moore, and Ed Roeder with the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic specialize in general orthopedic care for adults and children, including total joint replacement, total joint revision, fracture care, total shoulder replacements, total hip replacements, general sports medicine.
First down and 10 is Brantley's going to take the snap. He's going to look in the middle. He's going to throw it out to Dunlap on the right side. Dunlap is going to look mid-play, look at the officials, like, he's got my face mask, and he sure did. Nice pass and catch by Brantley, as the only thing West Plains can grab a hold of is the face mask. They bring Dunlap down after the 4-yard gain, but once again, we're going to tack 15 more yards on that as we're going to march way deep down inside of West Plains territory. This game is getting close to out of hand for West Plains, as they can't really put anything together on the offensive side of the ball.
No, they're definitely struggling. Brantley's working through his progression so well, and that's so great to see out of a junior quarterback to just check down those lines and find the open receiver, get positive out of what could be a next play.
Definitely seeing some maturity there. You know, we appreciate guys like Baxter Health sponsoring these third quarters. We're able to keep it here. We're able to bring guests in like you, Barkley, and it's awesome to hear about what's going on in our youth program. First down and 10 at the 22 is handoff inside of Dunlap. Dunlap fires through the middle, drives his feet inside the 15 down to the 13-yard line. Got a nice pickup of 8 yards on that play. Going to bring up second down and 2.
And youth football is still accepting sponsorships, right?
Still accepting sponsorship. Again, we're a 100% charitable organization. We want to pour into these kids. It buys equipment. It buys gear.
Brantley takes a snap. Dunlap again getting the load on this one. Going to pick his way up. More of the power back. They are leaning on this offensive line right now. Mountain Home is just running the ball inside the 10 down to the 8-yard line. Going to bring up first and goal at the 8-yard line. Mountain Home looking to go for a score to put this thing up 37-7.
I like this call. You know, you've just been beating these guys up, and now just impose your will. I mean, just grind them out for the remainder of the game and make them pay.
As a big old lineman, you love these moments, didn't you? Takes a snap. Barrett Miller, patient, picking and choosing his way. Look at those offensive linemen. They are pushing that line of scrimmage 2 to 3 yards before their running back even hits the hole as Barrett gets down into the 3-yard line looking to score. Second down and 3, or goal at the 3.
Mountain Home being a little more patient, getting the play calls in.
Good to see Chenoweth coming back in. I mean, and if you're West Plains, you all of a sudden you got Dunlap running at you. Now I got Barrett Miller running at me. Now I got Chenoweth, the more patient back, and I can't just jump in there. He might squirt through and score here.
So many options.
Brantley in the shotgun, takes the handoff, hands it off to Chenoweth. Chenoweth stays patient, around the right side. Touchdown, Bombers! Jacob Chenoweth with a touchdown run, his second of the game from 3 yards out, putting Mountain Home up 36-7 with 6:55 left in this Baxter Health third quarter. Mountain Home lining up for the PAT. They put us up 37-7. Rogue Raiders, right, Tobias?
Rogue Raiders getting it done up front, the big nasties.
Snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it's blocked again.
Oh, my. We gotta find somebody to keep him off that left side.
Something going on that left side. Mountain Home will work through that. You're listening to Bomber Sports as Mountain Home takes his leading 36-7. 6:55 left in the third quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and listening and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks Vapor Stick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks Vapor Stick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks Vapor Shower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. Vapor Stick for usage is 4 and up. Vapor Shower Max use for adults only.
And we're back here at Bomber Stadiums as the windows are coming open in the KTLO Classic Hits 101.7 booth. Bombers are leading 36-7 here in this Baxter Health third quarter with 6:55 left in it. Ballard is back to kick off, and he a little squib kick this
little
time.
Dribble, they touched it.
And it is touched, and West Plains is going to pick it up. They're going to have to bring this one out. Mountain Home does a great job. In on the tackle is just a gang of Bombers. Don't all know who was in on there, but a lot of Bombers in on that tackle. Good job there by Mountain Home.
Like that, a little bit different look than kicking it deep, kicking it right down the middle. They about got it back on it.
Good job there by your Bombers getting in there and getting off on the field. West Plains getting tackled, going to start this drive at the 28-yard line. Mountain Home's defense has just been dominant in this game.
They have been. It has been a tell of the defense tonight, and they've been getting it done.
Want to see this kind of continue here if you're Mountain Home. Jones going to be under center. They're going to bunch formation as West Plains. West Plains going to fake the handoff. Nice ball work for Jones. He's looking back over the other side, and Mountain Home stayed with it the whole time. Great job by Dawson Dunlap, but a better job by West Plains. Dawson Dunlap was draped on top of the running back right there. And, man, what a great catch. Jackson Taylor with an excellent catch.
Yeah, Taylor's limping a little bit. That's been one of their go-to guys tonight. He's going to tell you, he's going to run off the sideline.
Checking some of our watching it fat boys, they say.
Hey, fat boys.
Watching it fat boys. Miss Schaffler watching
it. Up in there.
Yep. Miss Schaffler said she's watching in our text line here. Jones going to take the snap at the 49-yard line. He's looking to throw. They're going to try to air this ball out. The ball's going to be thrown deep. It's one-on-one coverage. It's a jump ball. No flag on the play as Gus Wilbur was running step for step with Will Stauffer. Mountain Home did a good job on defense. Going to bring up second down and 10 at the 49.
Yeah, the Simers tech team watching. Love watching from the stadium, but also love watching at home. Appreciate you guys.
Second down and 10 at the 49-yard line. West Plains looking to try to get into Mountain Home territory as they're finally getting a drive together. Just had a great pass and catch by Jackson Taylor from Jones to get them out to the 40 line, but Mountain Home defense trying to stiffen their neck up here a little bit. Jones is going to have nice ball work again. It is going to be holding. There should be. They just straight pulled Aiden Setzer down to the ground.
They're going to call it back there, though.
They are going to call defensive pass interference on Gus Wilbur. If you're watching on the line right there, it was just a straight grab and hold pulled down on Setzer. Missed that one, but got it on the back end.
That's right, Brad. We even got the Abels family watching out from our Cranfield campsite tonight.
A lot of camping going on this Labor Day weekend.
That's right. People in town. Cooper Music in Russellville. Proud of the Bombers band's first performance. So band-to-band love there. Love that.
There's going to be a 15-yard defensive pass interference. He's going to march the ball into Mountain Home territory down to the 36-yard line. Coach Harry is on this official on the side right here. As he saw, I think it was Aiden Setzer, not Brent, that got pulled down, but it was just a straight grab and turn and pull down.
And you can tell this West Plains team, Brad's just beat up. They're definitely a little more winded than they were.
Yeah, they are.
as they should be.
And the depth and physical nature, as we saw in our text message, Mount Home is starting to show through. Taylor under center at the 36. He's going to fake a handoff again. Dunlap is going to blow up the running back. And great job on the back end. Gus Wilbur with a phenomenal defensive play. That looked like it had touchdown written all over it. Estoffer had a step on Gus Wilbur. Wilbur jumped up and knocked the ball down. Going to bring up second down and 10 at the 36. What an excellent defensive play at the goal line by the sophomore.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, folks, that's a sophomore up there going, making a big play. That's a senior play he made. That's a sophomore making that. What a great job by Gus.
But, boy, Dunlap fired through there and knocked over that running back who tried to get a block on him. Got held. They need to watch this holding as Mountain Home is firing through that line a little bit. Snap's going to be an empty backfield. It looks like it's going to be a double pass.
I'm not sure how that's not motion.
It is motion. The flag is down. The pass is down. And there's Wilbur again.
Shut down.
Wilbur jumps up again, knocks the ball down. Man, 24, I feel bad for him. For he has given his all right here for West Plains. Man, what a tough kid.
He is going up Jackson, hard and strong.
Jackson Taylor every time comes up limping up. And that kid is – he's tough as nails right there. That's a kid you want playing on your team.
That's right. Hats off to him tonight. He's done a good job.
It's going to be a legal motion. It's got to be right here. They threw the flag. Harry's out there trying to help them down at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, they had about three guys moving all at the same time, and you – cannot do that.
They're asking Harry, what does he want to do? Does he want to decline this penalty? And that's what he's going to do, bring up a third down and 10 at the 36-yard line.
Taking the loss of down there like that.
Third down and 10 at the 36-yard line as West Plains has finally made their way into Mountain Home territory where Mountain Home didn't give them the ball there. Off a turnover. Hey, my cousin Kevin and Amy. Listening all the way from Denver.
What's up, cuz?
Love to hear it, cuz. Thanks for checking in on us here and listening to Bomber Sports. Simers love watching the stadium. But you guys sure make it fun. Appreciate it, guys.
Sam Simers, a big instrumental part of the youth program as well. That guy, he's always helping with something. We appreciate him.
He's a worker, isn't he? Third down and 10 from the 36-yard line. Taylor's going to come out pass. It's going to be caught at the 29-yard line. He's going to be his. He's going to bring up fourth down and 3 after the 7-yard game. Can I say that Sam's my cousin, too? I think I'm related to everybody.
Man, you're related to everybody.
Fourth down and 3 at the 29-yard line. Got a lot of fam hanging out. Jeff and Donna France watching. Appreciate you guys. Buzzard Roost. Watching from Buzzard Roost. Love seeing the band at halftime. Love a band love coming. We love seeing it, too. Hopefully, thanks to Berg Builders at their halftime sponsor, they're able to show that. So.
That's right. Appreciate those guys.
5:44 left in this third quarter, but presented by Baxter Health. Mountain Home leading 36-7. Huge fourth down and 3. See if our defense can get off the field. Jones is going to roll out to the left. He's going to be swarmed by a bunch of Bombers. Ball's going to be thrown up. He's going to be caught. The jump ball is going to be thrown up and caught at the 5-yard line. As Hunter Estes is in coverage, but great play there by number 13, Jacob Moore, to go up and get that ball.
Yeah, Moore, a big 6'2", 185-pound junior.
Use that 6'2 frame to kind of box out Hunter Estes right there and go get the ball.
Nice third quarter again, brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Dr. Ed Roeder's new over there, Brad. He's actually from West Plains. He joined us a few months ago, and man, he's doing a great job.
Did you talk to him? Who is he going for tonight? Bombers,
you know,
or
I didn't get a chance to talk to him. That would be a great question.
Might be a call follow-up with him. Jones going to take a snap, and it's going to be handoff up the middle. He is going to be met by Aiden Setzer. Great play up the middle by 43, cleaned up by Eli Jones. Sorry, it's Brenton Setzer. Brenton Setzer with a great play for the Bombers right up the middle.
What a statement here for your defense, so if you can keep them out of the end zone.
That clock keeps ticking down. 4:48 left in this Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic third quarter. 36 lead, 36 Bombers, 7 Zizzers. Mountain Home has kind of had their way tonight. See if we can get a stop and keep them from getting in the end zone. Jones takes a snap. It's going to be Aiden Setzer this time. Britton got the last play. This time Aiden Setzer comes from that Jack linebacker. Going to have a loss of 6 yards on the sack. Back to the 10-yard line. Going to bring up third down and goal from the 10.
A little sack lunch.
That's right. Jones tried to have a little sleight of hand right here. Didn't know where the ball was going to go. Didn't fool Setzer at all. He came through and said, I've got you.
Bomber Stadium still staying with it. Still a packed house.
Great fans here tonight. A lot of people here supporting the Bombers. It's always good when you can show up like this. It's just going to get better.
My favorite time of the year, we can open these windows out.
Looks like West Plains doesn't like what they're going to see right here. They are going to call timeout. They're going to be their first of the half here with 3:50 left in this Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic third quarter. 36-7, your Bombers leading. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to hear from our sponsors. We'll be back. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
We all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange, because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
And you are listening to Bomber Sports here on Classic Hits 101.7 in KTLO.
KCTT, Yellville, and Mountain Home.
3:50 left here in this Baxter Health Bone and Joint third quarter. Mountain Home leading 36-7. First, third down and goal from the 10-yard line. Bomber defense trying to stiffen their neck and not let West Plains score. It's going to be a throwback. It is going to be caught at the end zone, and it is going to be completed for the touchdown, West Plains. Jones, little handiwork, looked like he was rolling right, threw back to the left, found his big tight end, Jacob Moore, another 6'2", 185, went jump ball over Caden Del Soto and ended up connecting, touchdown, West Plains, 36-13.
They obviously like that mismatch over there and exposed it a couple times now.
Must have saw something here in the coach's booth they like, and they threw back over there, and they like that jump ball. West Plains lining up here for the extra point. Kind of start the swinging gait as they move back over in the middle of the field. Snap is back, hold is down, kick is up, and kick is good. 36-14 in this game, starting the 2024 season. Mountain Home leading, 3:44 left in this third quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks Vapor Stick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks Vapor Stick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks Vapor Shower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. Vapor Stick for usage is 4 and up. Vapor Shower Max use for adults only.
Bomber Stadium about ready for the kickoff. 3:44 left in this third quarter after West Plains just put a drive together to score to bring this game to 36-14. It is going to be an onside kick. Ball's bounding, and Mountain Home is able to fall on it. Good job there, being Mountain Home, being prepared. As Caden Dotson was over there at the 41, Mountain Home will set up shop there to start this offensive possession.
You see this offense roll again, Brad. You think they'll let Brantley run it again?
I don't know what we're going to do here. I think that they're going to get some guys some playing time here, maybe in this fourth quarter. Is there, looks like Cudworth, take Cudworth out here, receiver for the Bombers. Kincaid and Dotson out on the left side.
Appreciate our sponsor, Baxter Health Bone and Joint, for the third quarter.
Palmer's going to take the snap. He's going to fake the handoff to Schultz. He's going to keep it up the middle. He's going to keep his legs driving. He's going to dive forward. They're going to give him 4 yards, maybe, it looks like. No, nope, they're going to give him 3. Second down and 7 as he rumbles his way out to the 44-yard line.
That's right, the 44. Second down.
Connor got Schultz beside. He's going to take the snap. He's a hard running back. Love to see him for the Bombers. Saw him a lot against CAC as Connor Schultz runs, puts his head down, runs forward, gets another, say, 4 yards, going to bring up 3rd down and 3 as he's inching towards the 50-yard line at the 48-yard line of Mountain Home. Third down and 3. Brantley in the snap. Takes a snap. Fakes the air. Hands off to Schultz. Makes a guy miss. Picks up first down yardage as he gets inside the 50, but there's a flag that flies right about the line of scrimmage. It looks like this is going to be holding. We'll see. That's usually where that comes. He did pick up the first down and get to the 45-yard line. However, let's see what this call is. It is holding against the Bombers. Going to be a 10-yard penalty. And up hurts when you picked up the first down right there.
So some of the other kids from Baxter Hill, the Bone and Joint, some of the parents that work there, Maddie Call, Nathan Yarbrough.
Yeah, Joyce Yarbrough works there, Nathan,
And you already mentioned Lakin, and we mentioned Brody. It's neat to see how and we appreciate them sending those in so we can pair up the names and faces that they'll recognize.
Yep. We love to make it about the kids. We like to see a face, not just a number. We like to put a number with a face, and so you can root for them on Friday nights. Brandon's going to take the snap. It's going to be a pass all the way, and it is going to be underthrown a little bit because he was looking for Cudworth. Run a little two-level route there with Cudworth. The ball was just underthrown a little bit. Bring up 4th down and 13. I believe Mountain Home is going to be forced to punt. Kind of dangerous times right here. If you're Mountain Home, you don't want to let West Plains get any life coming back into this fourth quarter. 2:19 left here in this third.
Yeah, you most definitely don't want to. And quick 3 and out there for our offense.
Kind of self-inflicted a little bit right there. You know, they had a penalty. They did have a first down, but had a penalty. Mountain Home's going to kind of look over here. Brantley's got 6 seconds left here on 5 seconds on the play clock. Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We're going to get everybody on field, make sure that we have everybody where it needs to go. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. We'll take a break.
Welcome back, Hog fans, for more scratching action from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. This is looking like a good one.
First appearance of the dime we've seen all season, Tom.
The luck is thick in here tonight. After all that scratching, she's a winner!
The Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. Every day's a chance to win big. Pick up a ticket today. This is winning. Call or text 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
And we're back here at Bomber Stadium. Mountain Home leading 36-14 in this initial contest of the 2024 season. 2:19 left in the third quarter. Brantley is back to punt here as it's 4th down and 13. From the 37-yard line.
Back's against the wall a little bit here, Brad. He's going to have to get a good punt and get it out clean.
West Plains is bringing everybody. Brantley does get it down. He gets it away, and it is a booming kick. It is over. The returner's head is going to bound inside the 10, down, and it looked like it almost hit a West Plains player.
Oh, yeah, he kicked the laces off that one.
Oh, it got really, really close. I bet their coaches are yelling, get away from it, as Jackson was kind of standing there really close to it. It almost hit him, but nonetheless, harm was away as Mountain Home's got some guys stretching out here. Make sure they don't get cramps. But the ball is going to bound inside the 10 down to the 7. That's where West Plains is going to kick off this this next drive.
Dr. Tom Knox at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic is accepting new patients. He's been practicing in orthopedics since 1983, and he truly loves caring for his patients. Whether you need hip, knee, or joint replacements, he is here to help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Knox, call Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic at 870-424-4710.
Love to see Mountain Homes defense get a quick stop here, three and out. They were on the field for a while as West Plains put together a long drive. As Jones takes the snap, it's going to be a handoff left side. He finds a crease. Mountain Home misses him, shoestring tackles. The ball, he's going to try to fight for yardage as he gets outside the 25-yard line up to the 26-yard line, a 20-yard game on first down.
He squirted through there like grits and gravy, Brad.
He did, just like grits and gravy.
Oh, we got a man down.
We do have a man down.
Who is that? Trying to get a number for you.
Looks like Del Soto came off limping as well.
You know, that's one of the things, you know, especially first game, yeah, you get some cramping. I mean, that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what that was. And you see them go down that quick without contact. You know, it's usually a cramp. And they're out there stretching. Callie Hendricks, once again, Baxter Health, our sponsor, provides them for the schools. Callie's out there as our trainer. We do have two trainers that are here at our schools. She's out there doing a great job helping them get their legs underneath them and make sure they're stretched out and hydrated. It's not like the great cramp bowl that we saw from Nettleton.
Oh, man. The cramp bowl. May bring back memories.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, memories. If that's what you're going to call it, memories. That was the longest night. I think we had how many breaks during that Nettleton game last year?
I don't know. It was a lot.
Oh, it was a hot night. I will give them that. But it was funny how they only cramped when they were on defense when we were running the ball down their throat. You remember that?
Yep. We get a little momentum, and here come the cramp.
Oh, now we got double leg cramp.
Uh-oh.
Get to who that is down there. We're trying to get a number. It's definitely what it is. We got two trainers both down there.
Yeah. Give them some electric lights, banana or two, and I'd be back in there no problem.
Yeah, that's one thing that as athletes you got to realize, too, is the amount of nutrition that goes into what you're doing. Would you agree with that? I think you learned that at an older age, and I think that's something maybe we don't teach. Maybe parents and teach our young players enough about, hey, it's all about fuel.
It's starting to trickle down a little more, you know, back in our day that wasn't such a big deal, but now I mean these kids, I mean it's so much about what they eat, you know, their physical exercise. I mean it's all about, I mean it's a full training program nowadays. I mean if you want to compete on this level, you have to take really good care of yourself, and that's what we teach our youth players too. I mean, you know, guys, it starts in the kitchen.
Yep.
You know, and you've got to fuel yourself, and you got to come out here and, you know, ready to play. And And the same thing here. I mean, I know these guys, one of the great things that the Gridiron Club does is they provide the meals for the Bombers and keep those guys from cramping.
Yep, it's got to be those right meals, right? You know, and that's the thing. These guys have such – it's Barrett Miller's who it is cramping down there, folks at number five, and it is a cramp. I mean, it's what we can tell. But you know what? It's crazy. It's these guys' muscle tone is so much there for their for their body, and you know they just got to make sure they keep those things hydrated and fuels. He's got a couple teammates carrying him off. They're all smiling and laughing, but they're going to get him over here and get him worked up, get him some fluids in him, and we're about to start back action. When we start back action here, it's going to be first and 10 after a 20-yard run from the 26-yard line. West Plains is going to take over the ball.
Keep hitting us up on the text line 870-321-6839. Dr. K is listening and watching from Norfolk. Said, "God bless, go Bombers!" And some pickle juice help work that out.
Pickle juice. Remember that? That was a big thing on the sideline. I hated pickles. I hated drinking it, but had to.
There's always a comedian, Brad.
That's right. There is. Somebody from Northwest Arkansas being a comedian. West Plains is going to take the snap, and Jones is going to get bottled up. It is going to be a sea of Bombers. Caden Del Soto, my boy Grin in there. Eli Jones, big men down low on the defensive line, doing work on the defensive line. No gain on the play. Going to bring up second down and 10 at the 26-yard line.
Unfortunately, that the cramping also gave West Plains a little time to get their feet up underneath them as well, which is not what you want in this situation right now.
No, Mountain Home needs to shut the door right here. This is, you know, 22-point game currently, and Mountain Home needs to keep it at that three scores and not let this get any closer. As Jones takes the snap from shotgun, he's looking to pass. He's got all kinds of time. He throws across the middle and is going to be out of the outstretched arms of his receiver, Stauffer. He likes Stauffer down there, but it is too far out past his hands. Going to bring up third down and 10 at the 26-yard line.
Bombers need to force a turnover here and back on offense.
And our man Brody Blagg listening to us all the way from Texas. Appreciate it, Brody. Appreciate you hitting us up on the text line here. So I got some guys watching with him. Hey, Brody's a celebrity up here. That's how he gets his name said.
That's right.
Jones is going to take the snap. Mount Holmeson in a blitz. It's a hold up the middle. They have to call
He's
that.
Got
they
nowhere
don't.
To go.
He has nowhere to go. Blake Vacco. Blake Vacco fired through the hole like a bullet and got held back, pulled back, and still got to the quarterback. That's what you like to see out of a junior linebacker right there for a sack, pushing West Plains back all the way to the 21-yard line. 48 seconds left here in this Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Third quarter, Mountain Home leading 36-14. You have to think that West Plains has got to punt this ball right here, and that's exactly what they're lining up to do.
Yeah, they want to get it out of there, away from their end zone as far as they can here. See if we can get some pressure on them.
Kick is going to be away. It is an end-over-end kick as Dotson's going to field it at the 42-yard line. He's going to get to the 45 across midfield to the West Plains 45. He is going to lower his head, run over two West Plains Zizzers as he gets down to the 44-yard line. Great return right there by Caden Dotson to bring that ball into West Plains territory. That's where Mountain Home will start with 20 seconds left here on this third quarter.
So, Brad, while we were talking about Brody, we want to do something very special this year. We're going to start honoring a fan of the game. And we know Brody always tunes in from the oil fields out there. He's usually got a crew of guys with him watching. So this week, our fan of the week is Brody Blagg. Brody, big shout out to you for watching down there. We appreciate it.
Fan of the week, something we're going to try each week. Hit us up and let us know. We'll try to pick one. Have fun with this as we're there as Phillips takes a snap. And sticks in the belly of Schultz. Hold it there. Schultz is going to get around the outside. He's going to cough the ball up, though. The ball's on the ground. Ball is run around and is going to be picked up by West Plains. Mountain Home with their third turnover of the game after they just flipped the field, putting our defense back on the field. West Plains going to take over at the 34-yard line. Had about a 10-yard run, got hit in that elbow, and all of a sudden that ball popped out. Not something you want to do if you're trying to buy for time as a running back.
And that will not set well with the running back coaches getting an earful over there right now.
West Plains takes over with the flip of field with 12 seconds left here in this third quarter. Jones under center. He's going to take a snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle. He's going to drive their feet forward as West Plains continues to push forward down as a 9-yard gain. And that is how this quarter is going to come to the end. We got one quarter left here from Bomber Stadium. Mountain Home leads 36-14 in this opening affair here in this 2024 campaign. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.